Well, in an extended squad for the next test match, which is the first against the West Indies in Tassie, Scott Boland, the Victorian quickie, is in there. So extended run in the Shield competition from 2013-14, and I'm sure he's overjoyed, the 26-year-old. G'day, Scott.
Good morning.
Mate, well played in the last Shield game, and I'm sure that is the clincher against Western Australia. You got 2 for 41 and then 7 for 31. How are you feeling?
Yeah, pretty excited. So to get a call from Rod Marsh 2 days ago now. So, yeah, very excited and can't wait for what lies ahead.
Scott, did you know you were in there thinking? Did you know you were on the peripheral, or did it come as a real big surprise?
Well, it came as a bit of a surprise. I had some teammates saying that if I kept bowling well, I wouldn't be too far away, but... I didn't think that'd be the case. So, to get the call the other night when we got off the flight from Perth was a bit of a surprise.
So, what did Rod actually say?
He said, "Congratulations, you're going to be on standby for the first test. So, if one of the quicks pulls up sore or is injured, then you'll come into the squad."
Yeah,
mate. The way they're falling down, Scott, you might be the frontline bowler yet.
Well, hopefully they can stay on the park.
Yeah, but I mean, that is the thing. If you are a fast bowler, Scott, and quite clearly you are, I mean, you've got to bide your time because of the way they rotate the workload, but also the injuries that are happening.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So, yeah, I think Sid has been so resilient over the last 4 or 5 years. He hasn't really had an injury. So for him to have a little bit of a back soreness is pretty rare for him. So I'm sure he'll be fine for the first test, though.
It's funny, mate, isn't it, when you're a relatively newcomer and not many of us have heard of you before, obviously those in Victoria have, you get to learn about you very quickly, and it says, the big fat bloke, one-time big fat bloke.
That's not very nice.
Well, it's not very nice, is it? But you're obviously, in your day, you carried a bit of weight, and you've trimmed up, and you bowl fast now. How long ago was that?
That would have been when I was, from about 18 to 20, I guess. So I was pretty big back then, so... I've lost a fair bit of weight, and now I feel really fit and strong, and feeling really really good when I'm out there bowling in the first class games.
Yeah, lucky enough to be chatting with Scott Boland, who's been called up to that Aussie squad for the opening Test match against the West Indies. Scott, and you weren't. Correct me if I'm wrong. You weren't really a child superstar. You weren't in all those junior rep teams, were you? You sort of did it through a fair bit of hard work.
I think I did it sort of the old-fashioned way, where I didn't play any junior rep cricket. I just sort of went to my district club,
right,
down in Frankston, and just did it through taking a lot of wickets and getting recognised that way, which is a bit different from now, where you get a lot of the young kids who get all the good coaches from when they're 14, 15, 16, and get in the junior rep carnivals and play State 17s and State 19s. So, to do it another way, I think it's good for the district competition. It shows people that if you do take wickets or you do make runs, then you still get rewarded.
Yeah, absolutely. But you sort of need someone as a mentor or someone to come up to you at doing it that way. Glenn McGrath was a bit like that. Who was it that came up to you and said, mate, you can still play first-class cricket?
Yeah, down at my club, I had Nick Jewell and Sean Grass.
Sean.
They were two pretty important coaches in my time, definitely down at Frankston. They sort of told me that if I got fitter and got stronger, and I'd give myself the best chance.
Yeah, Sean was a Victorian selector, wasn't he?
He's the general manager of Cricket Victoria.
So right. Oh, well, he's a good man to have on board, Scott, which is terrific. Yeah. What sort of pace, now with the speed guns, Scott, I take an interest in it. What sort of pace? What's your best one?
I'm not too sure. It's hard to tell when you are bowling. So I'm hoping around maybe 135, 140.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Tell him 145, mate.
And Pattinson's in as well, mate. Yeah. All of a sudden, we've got Vicks everywhere.
Yeah, it's good. So Jimmy's in now, and I think he'll play the first test, and against West Indies.
Yeah, and
they're bowling really well, bowling really fast, and
yeah, that's good.
How aggressive he is, so I'm sure he can't wait to get back out there.
So when he came over to the Wacker, yeah, did he bowl with pace?
Yeah, he came in and bowled the second innings.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was good to get him back just for the second innings, and yeah, he did bowl quite fast, and we know the ball carries through there, so
yeah,
he bowled nicely.
Scott, fantastic to talk, mate, and we know you stand by, but as the world works, you might be in there playing, so prepare with that in mind, and well done.
Will do. Thank you very much.
Good on you. Scott Boland, young quickie from Victoria. He might be playing down at Hobart.
Good story.